This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people gathered for a vigil late Saturday for the victims of a shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue earlier in the day here in the U.S. More from AP's Ben Thomas.
This was a baby naming ceremony.
President Trump told a campaign rally in Indianapolis the shooter's motivation was clear.
This was an anti-Semitic act.
Today, the nightmare has hit home here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick put the death toll at 11, but added among the victims,
there were no children.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Bob Jones identified the suspect as Robert Bowers.
At this point, we have no knowledge that Bowers was known to law enforcement before today.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says,
the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance Monday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc, a man with a long criminal record, faces five charges in connection with the week-long mail bomb.
These charges may change or expand as the investigation proceeds. This is a law and order administration. We will not tolerate such lawlessness, especially not political violence.
The crude pipe bombs were addressed to former President Barack Obama as well as other high-profile Democrats. Two United Nations peacekeepers were killed, several others were wounded, and two separate incidents in Mali. No group has claimed responsibility, but they are similar to attacks, links with groups with ties to Al-Qaeda. The UN Security Council has condemned the incidents in what it calls the strongest terms. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Adel Al-Jubeir, says the global outcry and media focus on the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi earlier this month has become hysterical, as he urged the public to wait for the results of an investigation before ascribing blame to Saudi Arabia's top leadership.
We're trying to uncover what happened. We know that a mistake was committed. We know that people exceeded their authority. And we know that we're investigating them. So anyway, this is where we stand. We will investigate. We will share the results of the investigation. We will hold people to account. And those responsible will be punished. And we will put in place mechanisms to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist, was critical of Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He was killed by Saudi agents at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. The UN Refugee Agency says that it is stepping up its efforts to ease the plight of tens of thousands of civilians in Yemen, caught up in a war that shows no sign of winding down. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
Failure of any one nation to adhere to international norms.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic says his agency is providing vulnerable people displaced by the war with money they can use as they see fit as the best way to help them meet their immediate survival needs. Mihecic says many of the estimated 2.7 million displaced people have depleted all their resources.
The selected families receive cash to cover their immediate protection needs, for example, life-saving medical treatments and subsidies that help families avoid evictions and secure a roof over their heads.
He says the agency aims to distribute a total of more than $41 million before the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Finance Minister Philip Hammond says an end to a spending squeeze depended on the country getting a Brexit deal, and he warned he would have to drop plans to boost public services without one. Hammond, who was due to announce an annual budget plan on Monday, said the government would be able to show voters that their hard work has paid off if Britain achieves a smooth exit from the European Union in 5 months' time. Hammond has angered many Conservative Party lawmakers by arguing Britain would remain or should remain close to the EU. China plans to provide an unspecified financial grant to Pakistan, while the United Arab Emirates are actively considering Islamabad's request for a fiscal relief package of up to $6 billion. Pakistan urgently needs foreign currency to shore up its depleting reserves of less than $8 billion. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.